Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Showtime.
Showtime, baby. All right, we got to do it. History lesson time.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, April 25th, 1792, now before...
Did you ever have anyone... come on. All right, just go. I'm not complaining.
How about on this day, April 25th, 2022, Brock slapped Hunter like Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Huh? I could go with that one. Because I can believe it. It's not 1770. Okay,
1792. You're going to like this one. The guillotine was first used ever in its history to execute highwayman Nicholas J. Pelletier. So the first time... The guillotine, you know, lopped someone's head off.
I just watched a GIF the other day that was on Reddit of the last time it was used.
Yeah, that was like in yeah, it was like 76 or something.
Yeah, not that long ago, honestly. But yeah, the first time, man, they figured out that, you know, we can just get to lop this dude's head off.
Obviously, torture and executions, that was a big spectacle. Grab the kids, grab the popcorn, hop on the wagon, and we'll go to town, we'll go to the big city, and the king will be there, and it'll be a big how do you do. And so they're always finding clever ways to murder people, you know, whether they had them drawn and quartered or, you know, heads on spikes. You know, there had to be that one, like, weird guy that had to think up all this weird stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We got to make this huge knife with a big weight at the end of it, and it's just going to be very dramatic. You think it hurt? It's kind of a weird question, but you think it's so fast that you just don't even, yeah, whatever.
I mean, maybe, but also, I think we've talked about this before. Like, when you chop a chicken's head off, all right, and things is moving, so is the brain still, like, able to process, like, ow! That effing hurt!
There's an old myth, and I've told you this on the radio before, man, but there's an old myth of a guy who agreed to blink his eyes as many times as he could after his head got lopped off, right?
Yeah.
And the guy did it! They said 13 times he blinked his eyes.
But that
dude, imagine being the person having to grab his head and count... You know,
the head tries to bite you. It tries to bite your finger.
Oh, God. The guy's sitting there trying to scream at you. Put it back on.
Now, that could have been just the natural reaction, though. We don't know if it was really him doing it.
I don't think so, dude. I think the way I read it, dude, the guy was like really blinking. Like, one,
see,
two.
He should have done something. I guess you wouldn't be able to talk. Could you whistle? No, because you need air.
You need air. That's why they said blinking, because you still have nerves in your head.
He should have done, I'm gonna click my tongue. I'm gonna click my tongue to the tune of Yankee Doodle.
Either because your tongue gets all lopped off.
But your tongue is still there.
It's not connected. You know, to anything. You can't be moving your tongue.
I'm ready
around.
To put you in a guillotine. You keep it up, buddy boy.
Are you?
It's a weird thing. It's a crazy thing. Yeah, that little thin Corey Taylor. You could never do it to. All right, that thing would just bounce off. You on the other
keep
hand,
keep running
Hunter.
It up. Keep running it up. Right.
We gotta go. See the size of that guy's neck. Man, take that thing all the way to the top. My God. Anyway, so there you go. The guillotine, first used ever. The lucky winner, Nicholas J. Pelletier. So good job, buddy. First one.
Right up.
Look at, you know, it probably worked out well for him. That blade was probably razor sharp. That was probably the easiest one. Right there.
1792 blade.
Ugh. All right, there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. Your comedian for today is Derek Cameron.